First, an update about the bathroom project. Except for some finishing touches, the restroom in the back of the church is completed and available for use, as well as one of the restrooms downstairs. And they're designed to be used by one person at a time. So there are locks on the door. Beneath the knob, there's a button downstairs. The button is in the handle itself. The door unlocks as you turn the handle. So for your sake and for everybody else's sake, don't forget to lock the bathroom door, just like you do at home, if you don't want to be disturbed. Actually, the woodwork in the upstairs bathroom is rather attractive. I told the contractor it almost looks like a chapel. Instead of putting sanitizers, we're going to put a holy water font outside the door. Germs and Jesus are everywhere. Love, learn, remember. As we draw near the end of the Easter season, we once again hear a passage from the Gospel of St. John, part of our Lord's last conversation during the Last Supper with 11 of the apostles. As you know, Judas has already left. And disciples of Jesus, that's us, disciples of Jesus are to express our love for him by living according to the word of Jesus. And we are to keep the commandments of Jesus. If we live according to the word of Jesus, and the Lord tells us his word is the word of his heavenly Father, God will dwell with us and we will dwell in God. And the Holy Spirit promised by Jesus during that Last Supper discourse is already present among us because of the Feast of Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit in every age continues to teach us what Jesus wants us to know. The Holy Spirit continues to remind us what Jesus taught. And one of the most important messages that Jesus told us is, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. And just as the church needed to deal with disturbing issues in the very beginning, the church needs to deal with troubling issues now. And the same Holy Spirit who guided the church in the beginning will continue to guide, purify, and renew the church now. The church now might not feel like or look like the gleaming, radiant city described by the book of Revelation, but the Lord God Almighty has the power to be our light. The Lord God Almighty has the power to let our light shine. And God will always be our reason for hope. The Holy Spirit is our advocate, a defender. The Holy Spirit is our helper and our comforter. The Holy Spirit will empower us to love and to learn and to remember so that we are the disciples Jesus calls us to be. You might have noticed in today's gospel, the Holy Spirit is also described as a teacher, a reminder, someone who teaches us and someone who reminds us. What were the characteristics of your favorite teacher? I suspect that the teachers we remember most fondly were caring, but they were also competent. They were good at what they did. They expected and they saw the best in us. Their patient encouragement enabled us not just to be smarter, but their patient encouragement enabled us to be better as a person. My third grade teacher, Sister Mary Lucette, was probably one of my favorites. For most of you, Sister Walburgis never was. The poor woman still has bad things said about her. May she rest in peace. She makes some folks still tremble here at St. Michael's. But what are the characteristics of your favorite teacher? The Holy Spirit is a teacher to us. And there's no end of the school year for disciples of Jesus. The Holy Spirit continues to be present all year long, teaching us how to be church, reminding us of what Jesus taught. And we who have been baptized and confirmed in the Holy Spirit are to teach and remind each other so that we all become better persons, better disciples of Jesus. You know, summertime learning, like learning how to swim or fish or grill something new. Summertime learning, like going four-wheeling or learning how to zip line, is casual, fun, relaxing, and life-enriching. Summertime can also be a good time to casually learn how to be a better follower of Jesus by doing some spiritual reading, by spending some time praying outside, appreciating the beauty of nature, by helping someone out with a project, by simply enjoying the parties we have with family and friends. All can be experiences that help us and encourage us to be disciples of Jesus. Speaking about spiritual reading, next weekend there will be books available. You're welcome to pick one of them and to read the book over the summer. They're all written by Matthew Kelly. One is called Rediscover Jesus. The other is called The Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. The third is called Rediscover Catholicism. And the fourth is called Why I Love Being Catholic. Now, you don't hear a lot of folks say that nowadays, but spiritual reading can enrich our relationship with the Lord Jesus and also help us to appreciate some of the good news about the church. And just as our parish makes booklets available during Advent, Lent, and the Easter season, we're making books available this summer to help us grow in our relationship with the Lord Jesus and to grow in our understanding of church. On this Memorial Day weekend, we've gathered to do once again what Jesus asked us to do in his memory. Here, the Holy Spirit enables us to love, to learn, and remember, so that each one of us, without exception, is the disciple Jesus calls us to be.